first thing we're looking at doing is going into phase two of the high school. We're looking at demoing approximately 27,000 square foot of that and keeping another 20,000. So more than half of the old high school building will be demoed. In that space where that's at, we're really looking at wanting to do a nice courtyard area, maybe put an open pavilion, kind of like at a state park, so that our students at lunchtime can go out in the open courtyard and take their lunch and have an open courtyard area that fit during pretty weather or, you know, during certain classes can take their classes outside and maybe do a class outside. And then we're wanting to renovate the part that we keep that's tied into the junior high. We're going to expand that cafeteria. Our junior high is getting larger, so we need to expand that space, and we're going to make some overflow classes and then just give it a just good finishes, flooring, paint, carpet, ceiling, and make it look similar to where when you walk into the junior high, into the part we keep, you don't notice that one's an old newer building, one's an older. You would never know from there. So that's the focus right now, is finish the two classrooms, the gym. Both of those are completed. But once we get done with this new high school, go into phase two with the courtyard, and then get all that extra space in the old high school, and then get that going. At that point, we're really wanting to look at the future of a possible animal science facility. That is something our board feels would be beneficial. We're in a big agricultural area. We're talking with our agri-ed teachers. We think an animal science facility would be a benefit. And so we're just going to work with them and let them help us develop that and go to some schools and have one and go from there. We are looking at some possible improvements to the home side of Leopard Stadium. Part of that's just got to do with erosion over the years. You got a concrete facility and it's downhill, and just your upkeep of that facility, and do some improvements and repairs along the front of that, so that Leopard Stadium has been good for the last 50 years, but it's also good for the next 50 years. And then after that, you know, hosting events here at DeQueen, whether it's hosting a state tournament in basketball, we're really going to need to add some additional seating to the Coliseum and basketball so that we can host regional and state tournaments. We're probably going to have to add approximately about 200 more seats somehow to that facility to be able to host those events, as well as in our baseball and softball facility. Even though they're very nice, we don't have a controlled access. There's no gate. In other words, there's a lot of access points. And if you're going to host a state tournament, you've got to have a place, kind of an in and an out hole to control the crowd and the gate. And that's something that we'll look at eventually in the future, so that we can be able to host regional and state baseball and softball events here at DeQueen.